Assalamu alaikum to all of you, dear mu'mineen and mu'minat. Welcome to Reach the Peak, your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha. In this session, we are going to talk about the beautiful quote of our master, which according to Imam Baqir alayhi salam, is a part of the Imam's words and advices spoken during the last moments of his life. Amir al-Mu'mineen, peace be upon him, said, خَالِتُ النَّاسَ مُخَالَتَةً إِن مِتْتُمْ مَعَهَا بَكُوا عَلَيْكُمْ وَإِن عِشْتُمْ حَنُّوا إِلَيْكُمْ. Mingle with people in such a manner that if you die, they would weep for you, and if you live, they should long for you. As we said, this was a part of Imam's speech when he was in the presence of his immediate family and about to depart from this world. Oh my children, indeed the hearts are like recruited troops. They recognize friendship and secretly signal each other. And likewise with enmity. So if you felt love towards a man without him having done you any good, you may set your hopes on him. And if you felt enmity towards someone without having received any harm from him, beware of him. The kind of relationship with people that the Imam alayhi salam is describing in this quote is very much what Rasulullah and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam implemented during their own lifetimes. Rasulullah, peace be upon him and his family, socialized with people in such a way that they were always eager to be with him and just hear his voice. We have even narrations that say some people were so attached to the Prophet, peace be upon him, that they were worried about being separated from him in the hereafter. And when they expressed their concern, verse 69 of Surah An-Nisa was revealed, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يُتِعَ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. Whoever obeys Allah and the Rasul, they are with those whom Allah has blessed, including the prophets and the truthful, the martyrs and the righteous, and excellent companions are they. Imam Ali alayhi salam too treated people in a way that often amazed them and softened their hearts towards him, to the point that even kuffar praised him. But in order to understand more and learn more about this beautiful quote of Imam alayhi salam, we need to take a quick look at Sermon 46, which was delivered when the Imam was leaving Kufa for Sham before the Battle of Siffin. Imam Ali alayhi salam began his sermon by saying, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min wa'tha'i safar. Oh my Lord, I seek your protection from the hardships of journey. So there are some historians like Nasr ibn Muzahim who became curious about the different events that Imam went through on this journey. And Ibn Abi al-Hadid narrates some of them in his commentary on Nahjul Balagha. For example, the stop of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Karbala, where he performed the morning prayer. Then he reached out and took some of the soil of the land and smelled it and said, وَاحًا لَكَ أَيَّتُهَا التُّرْبَةِ لَيُحْشَرَنَّ مِنْكِ قَوْمٌ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Greetings to you, soil. A group will be resurrected from within you who will go to heaven without reckoning. Inshallah, we will continue our analysis of this hikmah in the next session. So reach the peak wherever you are.
Wherever you are.